This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. My co-host, Meghna Chakrabarty, is out today, but before she left us on Friday, she put together this preview of a special show that's happening in Somerville tonight.
If you want my loving, if you really...
So, listen to this song. Just listen.
Don't be afraid, baby. Just ask me. You know I'm gonna give it to you.
Sound familiar yet?
Oh, I do declare, I do. I wanna see you with it. Stretch out your arms, little girl. You're gonna get it. Cause I love you. There ain't no doubt about it, baby. I love you. Baby, 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 I love you. 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 Baby, I love you.
Uh-huh. By now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, my goodness. That is Baby, I Love You, but that is so not Aretha Franklin singing it. That is a man. Yes, it is. His name is Gordon Michaels, and he's artist in residence at the Center for the Arts at the Armory in Somerville. And sure, he's not the Queen of Soul. But Michaels has enough audacious courage to put together an all-male Aretha Franklin tribute show called You Better Think About the Boys. It's usually sung by a trio of guys, but when Michaels came in last week, it was just him, his pianist, and his big voice.
I love ya, I love ya, I love ya, I love ya, baby, I love ya. I'm gonna stop you from saying goodbye. Baby, I love ya. Baby, I need ya. Oh, baby, I want ya. Baby, I need ya. Don't let your neighbors tell ya I don't want ya. Don't let your low-down neighbors say I don't need ya. Baby, I want ya. You know that I need ya. Baby, I want ya.
That was terrific. Gordon Michaels, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
And Michael Larson on piano, welcome to you too.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Gordon, I've got to ask you, what made you think that you, all due respect, as a gentleman, could do Aretha?
Well, one, because nobody else is doing it. So I wanted to incorporate something that everyone would know and that by the catchiness of the title would get everybody to come out. So I had decided that I wanted to do men singing female songs. So that was the first theme. And then I had to pick which artists. And then I got down to two. So it was going to be Aretha or Gladys.
Mm-hmm.
Two of my favorites. So I looked at all the songs from Aretha that I had. And then I looked at all the songs I had from Gladys and Gladys and the Pips. And I figured that Aretha was better.
Okay. Well, see, the thing about singing Aretha songs is that it's not just that she was a woman who sang them. I mean, these are songs about women.
Exactly.
And so how do you do that as a guy?
Because I'm very connected to lyrics and what the songs say. And from my life experience of what I've experienced in my love life, personal life, pain, heartache, Aretha touched me. And I felt the same things that she was singing through those songs. I was like, why can't I do it?
Well, tell me about when you first fell in love with her and her music.
Oh, my God. I first fell in love with Aretha. I'd heard her doing the R&B thing. The first song, of course, I heard was, I think, Respect was her big song. But I kind of knew of her from an old album that my mother had where she was singing gospel. And she was singing this big mass choir gospel number called How I Got Over, which my choir at my church sang. And once I found out it was Aretha, then I had to find everything she did.
Do you do Respect in the show?
No. That's the only one we refuse to tackle. Because, you know, some things Aretha just needs to keep.
Yeah. So we won't be hearing you do Respect, but you do have another song, a classic, You Send Me. And again, Michael Larson on piano. So let's hear it.
Okay.
darling, you send me. I know that you send me. I know that you, you do, you send me. Oh, honest, you do, really you do, you really do. I know that you thrill me. I know that you, thrill me. Oh, honest, you do. Tell you, you do. You really do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but oh, yes, it lasted so very long. And now I find myself a yes, I'm wanting to marry you and take you home. Oh, oh, you send me. I know that you, you do. You send me. I know that you, you do. You send me. Oh, honest, you do. Tell you, you do. You really do.
When I hear you sing, I mean, you've got that power. You got the Aretha power. I mean, is that one of the reasons why
That's
her
one of the
songs
reasons.
Work for you?
Exactly.
But do you, so do you do anything to tweak the lyrics though? Because I mean, I hear you when you say that great music is universal.
It
shouldn't
is.
Matter if it's a man or a woman singing them. But do you tweak the lyrics at all?
Sometimes. But on some of the group numbers we're doing, we're not changing the gender at all. We're doing it just as the lyrics were written.
And how does the audience respond?
We've only done it once. So it was for a men's retreat, even though there were a lot of women in the audience because this show was opened up to the whole town, even though it was for the men's retreat. We got nothing but standing ovations, so we did really well with it. So that's why we're so, so excited about doing this Boston debut of this particular show.
So have you ever, this is a bit of a shot in the dark, but have you ever met Aretha Franklin?
No, I've met a lot of people. I've met Gladys, I've met Patti LaBelle, Natalie Cole, Diana Ross, but I have never met Miss Franklin.
Okay. And so say if you did, what would you tell her about this show and why you're doing it?
Well, first I would say, is it okay? And do I have your permission to keep singing your music before she sues me? But I just would, it would just be an honor to meet her and just say thank you for what she's done for music for the black community.
Gordon Michaels, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and thank you for having us.
Pianist Michael Larson, thank you as well.
Oh, thank you.
All right, we got to get another one out of you, though. Can you take us out on another song?
Sure, we'll close with Spanish Harlem.
In Spanish Harlem.
The show is You Better Think About the Boys at the Center for the Arts at the Armory in Somerville tonight. Now, I know it's been a total tease hearing all these Aretha Franklin songs, but not hearing her sing them herself. Not to worry. Videos of the Queen of Soul singing Spanish Harlem and Baby I Love You are at RadioBoston.org.
With eyes as black as coal that looks down in my soul, it starts a fire then, and then I lose control. I have to beg your pardon.
Well, even though he wouldn't sing it, he certainly gets our respect. Tomorrow on the program, Clarence Birdseye was working as a fur trapper in cold, cold Canada when he made a surprising discovery.
What he discovered was that if you freeze very quickly, you don't destroy the texture of food.
Mark Kurlansky tells the story of Clarence Birdseye and how his Gloucester company revolutionized the food industry. That's tomorrow on Radio Boston. Our program is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks. Megna will be back tomorrow. Join us then for more Radio Boston.
Cha-cha-cha.